Really, tonight we want to kind of continue in the same passage that we were in this morning. We're just going to be a few verses down. But I want you to turn again to Acts chapter 4. We've just simply titled this message, They Prayed. They Prayed. And, you know, prayer is prayer is so vital to our Christian life and how important it is in a lot of ways. It could be considered our heartbeat and our communication to the Lord. And there's different reasons that we pray. We pray by giving thanks. We pray when there's a need for ourselves. We pray when there's a need for others. We pray for His blessings. And so there's various reasons that we pray, but the most important thing is that, you know, I believe in just about everything in every walks of life, whether it's with individuals, but most importantly with the Lord, I think communication is the key to so much. When there's no communication, then there's struggles. And so I think communication is so important, and it's no different from our relationship with the Lord, is having that time of prayer. But I want to begin reading with verse 23, and then we're going to spend a little time together with the message they prayed. Verse 23 says, "And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they had heard it, they lifted up their voices to God with one accord and said, Lord, Thou art God, which Thou hast made heaven and earth and the sea, and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, Why did the heathen rage, and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of the truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and all the people of Israel were gathered together, for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel demanded before them be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servant that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by thy name of the holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness." So let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for this season of Thanksgiving, and Lord, we do give you thanks for so many things, just simply life itself, we give you thanks for. And Lord, we just pray that you'll help us tonight. We do lift up the request of prayer that's been made today in Sunday school, and also in both services today and tonight. We lift up the request of prayer. We pray for the healing of so many. And now, Lord, we just pray that you'll help us tonight, speak to hearts. Speak to those hearts that will be watching and that are watching. And Lord, we just want to give you the praise for all things. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to begin with this statement, and I think we would all agree tonight that truth will always be challenged. Truth will always be challenged. Truth will always be a focus of individuals when it comes to working against, and there's a lot of, you know, when it comes to truth, then there'll be a lot of opposition. Maybe I should say it that way. There'll be a lot of opposition. And then so you add the gospel in, then there's even going to be more opposition. There's a threatening, when it comes to truth, and you know, I learned a long time ago as growing up, that, there's nothing like the truth. But yet there's always an opposition. And so that's kind of what's taking place here. We shared with you this morning that in verse 12 it says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And so we kind of focused on those words, and we talked about salvation and how important salvation was. Well, when Jesus is being lifted up, and when the truth is given, and when the gospel is being spread, then there's always going to be opposition. And it's no different than what was taking place here in this passage here in Acts chapter 4. There's opposition. And you think sometimes we get very frustrated and we get very, offended and we get very troubled about the opposition of truth. But when there's an opposition of truth, it's something that didn't just start, but it's something that has been going on from really the beginning. If you really stop and think about it, you can go all the way back to the book of Genesis when sin began, and there was an opposition of truth by this serpent, that God said, if you take of this tree or you take of this fruit, then you'll surely die. And of course, here comes the serpent, that ultimately, twisted things around and says, you're not going to die. You're surely not going to die. So even then, there was an opposition of truth. And of course, we know what happened. They took of the fruit, and the innocence was gone. And that's really by that decision and by that truth being challenged, and being opposed is really in reality the reason that we're in the shape that we're in now. Now, with that said, I'm thankful, and we spent a little time with it this morning, but I'm thankful that God made a way, and I'm thankful that Jesus Christ is the way, and I'm thankful that we have the opportunity, and we can call upon Him, and our lives will be changed. But in this passage of Scripture, the servants of the Lord had been challenged, and ultimately truth had been challenged. And so there's so many things in life and that we don't have answers for. There's so many things in life that we were troubled about, and we can talk about things but in reality, I think the most important thing that when we're challenged and when we're troubled and when we feel the opposition of truth, I believe one of the keys to us being able to overcome is prayer. It's prayer. How important is prayer? And so Acts chapter 4 gives us an account of Peter and John had been taken captive because of their preaching. Verses 2 of Acts chapter 4, verse 2 says, being grieved that they had taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. So there's that truth that was opposed. Then in verse 10 it says, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. And so they were giving truth. They were giving truth as to the healing. They were given truth as to the resurrection. And so, as I mentioned before, when truth is given, then it's going to be challenged. It's going to be challenged with opposition. And verse 12, though, what we focused on this morning, verse 12 assures us of the message that still needs to be proclaimed today. Regardless of whether men choose to accept, regardless of what man chooses to do with the message, then that's really a choice that they make. But yet the truth must be proclaimed. The truth must be preached. But just be aware and just be assured that when truth is being proclaimed, it will be challenged. It will be challenged with opposition. It will be challenged with individuals with that oppose. And of course, I've said many times that Satan doesn't like truth. He doesn't like truth. So we must beware. We must be made aware of the fact that sometimes life can be challenging. Sometimes truth can be tough. So what can we do? We can talk about it. And they were gathered together, and I'm sure that they talked about it. But the most important thing is that we pray. That we pray. And the prayer begins in verse 29. It says, "Now, Lord, behold their threatenings." Now, that's when the request begins to be made. Now, we understand in the earlier verses, it talks about the praising of the Lord, just like the girl sang, just praising the Lord. And it makes mention, and I read to you this this passage just a few moments ago. And I like the fact that verse 24 says, "And when they heard that, they lifted up their voices to God." They lifted up their voices to God with one accord. And they said, "Lord, Thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is." And so we think about His power. We think about who He is. You know, we should never, ever lose sight of who God is. We should never, ever lose sight of how great He is. We should never lose sight of the things that we have seen in the Scriptures that He has done. You know, one of the greatest, nothing can, when you're talking about His greatness, we have to focus on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We have to focus on that. But you look back in the Old Testament, and you see so many things. We think of the parting of the water. You think of how Pharaoh opposed, the children of Israel. We think of the plagues. We think of Elijah. We think of Elisha. We think of the walls of Jericho, and that's just to name a few. We think of Daniel and the lion's den, and how he kept the lion's mouth shut. We think of the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and how that they survived the fire, and they weren't singed, and the list could go on and on. And then you start thinking about your own life and how God has blessed you in your own life and has answered prayers for you and filling His presence and all those things. And when we hear them and when we read this and say, "Thou art God," they lifted up their voices to God with one accord, and which speaks of the unity that they had. And unity is so important. And He says, "Thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is therein," is. And so we think about all those things, and we need to not lose sight of who God is and the fact that we're His children. But I want to focus on their prayer, and I want to focus on their request. So the first thing I want us to make mention is the fact that, as I mentioned before, that truth will be opposed. Truth will be opposed. And there's going to be opposition when it comes to truth, and there's going to be challenges, and so they went to the Lord in prayer. And so think about the first thing I want us to make mention of is their threatenings. Their threatenings. Verse 29 says, "And now, Lord, behold their threatenings." Behold their threatenings. And, which to me suggests danger. Danger. And, there's danger. When it comes to truth, when it comes to the opposition, trying to proclaim the truth and proclaiming the truth, that there's danger. There's many individuals down through the years that their lives were taken because of truth. And there's danger. I think of some of our missionaries, and I won't mention them by name because we're online, but we've got missionaries that are in danger because of truth, because of what they're proclaiming. There's communist countries that the gospel is being proclaimed to and being shown, and there's a lot of churches, and there's a lot of, you know, I think of one place, and that's in China. And they don't have big churches, but they may have house churches. And there's been many pastors arrested because of truth, because of truth. So what can we do? Well, we can pray. We can pray. And so behold their threatenings, which suggest dangers. And there's dangers even facing, as I mentioned, when it comes to missionaries. And even in this world, and even in where we live today, there's still threatenings when it comes to the dangers for believers today. But yet, they were praying for God's intervention. They were praying for God's intervention. They were asking and they were requesting. Now, God already knows. God already knows us. God already knows what challenges we have in our life. God already knows sometimes. Let's be honest with ourselves, and there's sometimes in life that we feel like we're alone. There's sometimes in life that we feel like no one understands. And maybe we as individuals, maybe we don't totally understand what each other's going through, but you can rest assured that God knows. God knows what you're going through. God knows the challenges that you have. God knows, and we can trust Him and we can call upon Him. And that's what they were doing. They were calling on Him. And so God already knows, God already knows what was taking place, but yet they saw the importance and they saw the need, and praying, and they began with, as they began to make their request, they began to talk about the danger that they were in, the danger that they were in, their threatenings. You know, when I think of prayer, as really, as I mentioned before, really the heartbeat. But prayer actually combats worry. There's worriers out there that worry and worry and worry. And you know, there's individuals that maybe don't worry as much as others. But I think about the fact that God doesn't want us to worry. God doesn't want us to worry. There's a passage in Philippians chapter 4, and I just want to make mention just a couple of verses I want to read, starting with verse 5. It says, "Let your moderation be made known unto all men. All men, the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the praise of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And then it goes on to say in verse 3 or verse 8, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." We need to understand that God is in control. God is in control. And although they were being threatened, and although they were being challenged, just keep in mind that it wasn't them that was being challenged, although they were mentioned by name and they were told in person. But just keep in mind, it was truth that was being challenged. It was truth that was being challenged. And so we must demonstrate our trust in Him by praying and just lifting up our requests to Him. And then not only did they mention the threatenings or what the request was, but then they prayed for God's filling. They prayed for God's filling. It says, "And now, Lord, behold their threatenings." And then it says, "And grant unto thy servants that with all boldness that we may speak thy word." So with that said, they weren't, you know, although they were challenged, and although they were truth was being challenged, they knew that truth is what makes the difference. And they wanted to proclaim truth. And they wanted, you know, they weren't going to let these threatenings distract them to the point to where they were wanting to give up. We should never give up. You know, that's one thing that we should never do, is we should never give up. But yet we should keep on keeping on. And so they were praying for God's filling. They prayed for God to fill them that they might proclaim His message. So they were asking for strength that they may proclaim truth. And it's truth that changes lives. It's truth that makes a difference. You know, when you, if you've ever been in a court case, or been in a court, then the object is to find the truth. And so you have a defense and then you have a prosecution, and then you're somewhere, then, truth is being challenged, but also truth is being sought. Well, they prayed for God's filling because they already knew the truth. You know, in this case, it wasn't that truth was being, that they were concerned about truth because they knew the message and they knew what would change lives and they knew what changed their life. So now they're praying for God's filling because of truth. They're praying for God's filling because they knew the truth. They prayed for God's filling because they knew it was truth that was going to change lives. And it should be the same way for us. Truth. They wanted the power of God on their lives. Psalm 144, verse 5 says, "Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down, touch the mountains, and they shall smoke." So they were praying for the filling of God's filling. You know, I don't think it's anything wrong with us getting up in the mornings and before we start our day and say, "Lord, help me. Help me, whatever my challenges are. Whatever my, you know, whatever I may be facing, I need your filling. I need your help. I need your help." And you know the challenges that we face in the world. We know the challenges that we have and the challenges, that is out there. And I'll be honest with you, just driving down the road, there's challenges. Just by people's natures and how people act and all those things. But you know, the worst thing that we can do is let our actions and let our anger, whatever it may be, let control us to where we hurt the testimony of our Lord. You know, they could have gotten very angry, of all that had taken place. And as I mentioned before, when it comes to the challenge of truth, you know, really in reality, all we have is prayer in the Lord to help us. You know, we can come up with all kinds of plans and we can come up with so many things, but if it isn't seasoned in prayer, then there's not much there. And that's what they saw to do, is they saw to pray. They saw to pray, and they prayed for God's filling. We each one need the power of God on our life. We really do. We need to, prayer can help us conquer our enemies. Prayer can help us conquer our anxieties. Prayer can help us conquer our infirmities. Prayer can help us conquer our weariness. Prayer can help us conquer, our shortcomings. Prayer can help us conquer our depressions. Prayer can help us conquer so many things. Prayer is so important. And it's just simply having God's filling in our life. You know, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but I even ask myself sometimes, when's the last time we prayed that God would fill our life? When's the last time we prayed that God would give us the boldness to live in this world that we're living in? You know, and we need that boldness because we know truth and we've accepted truth. I don't know about you, but I sure would like the power of God on my life in these last days. And we know that these are the last days. And we need the power of God on our life. And that's what they were praying for. They were praying for the power of God on our life. And they knew themselves as servants that they simply needed to bow their heads and humbly pray and seek the Lord. They sought the Lord with their threatenings. They sought the Lord asking God to fill them. And then they prayed for God's intervention. They prayed for God's intervention. Verse 30 says, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. They prayed for God's intervention. They asked God, if I can just kind of put it in our language today, they simply asked God to get involved. Lord, I need your help. May you be glorified. May you be honored. And get involved by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by thy name of the Holy Child Jesus. Now, why would they ask that? Why would that be so important? Why did they ask God to get involved? Because truth was being challenged. Because truth was what was being set forth. Because truth is what changes life. And they were asking God to get involved because of, he's asking God for that intervention because they knew it was truth. And I can tell you firsthand that we could do nothing without God's help. We need His help. We need His help in everything that we do, especially when it comes to proclaiming truth. You know, you want to live a Christian life in this world, then we need God to intervene. We need God to intervene because we're everyone subject to this flesh that we live in. We might be saved, which we talked about this morning, we might be saved, but yet we still have that sinful nature, and we still have that this flesh that we deal with. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes we can get very distracted, and sometimes we can get very down by the things that's happening around us. And as I mentioned, in recent times, you know, we're living in an ever-changing world. Things are changing all around us. And that's why we need God's help in our life. And we need His intervention in our life. They merely prayed that God would show His power in the midst of people. To show His power in the midst of this truth that they proclaimed. And they were seeking God's power. And there's nothing wrong with us seeking God's power in our life. In the challenges that we face. But you have to keep in mind, the bottom line should be that truth may go forth. That truth may go forth. And then number four, they prayed with faith. They prayed with faith. Notice two words in verse 29 when they say, and now. They're saying, and now, Lord. And now, Lord. That illustrates to me that they're praying by faith. Praying by faith. Faith believing that their prayer were not in vain. That their prayer was not in vain. Faith believing that God would hear and answer. And faith believing that God could and would answer their prayer. Now, how many times have we been guilty in praying and maybe not totally believing that God would do something? You know, I think that we should pray in faith. And I think that we should pray with all sincerity that we know that God has the power to change things. God has the power to change lives. Now, where faith comes in is if God so chooses not to answer the way that we pray. And sometimes that's hard, and a lot of people struggle with that. There's a lot of individuals that I know personally in my life that has struggled with that, and they've grown distant from the Lord because they felt like the Lord should answer in a certain way. But what we've got to understand and what we've got to relate to is the fact that God knows all things, and God knows what's best for us, and God knows why, when, and how, and all those things. And all we need to do, which is hard, but all we need to do is trust Him. You know, do you think these individuals that were praying, do you think that they wanted to go out and get threatened every time they preached? Do you think that they wanted to endure some of the hardships. You look at Paul in his life, and he was in prison multiple times. He was beaten multiple times. He was stoned, and you know, all that, you know, he was shipwrecked, and so many things that he went through to proclaim the truth. But he prayed in faith. He prayed in faith. And I shared with you before, and I refer to it a lot because it just does something when it comes to Acts chapter 16 and the fact that they were thrown into prison and they were beaten. And their testimony, their singing at midnight, caused a jailer to say, "What must I do to be saved?" And at the end of the day, truth is being proclaimed. Truth is being proclaimed. Their endurance and their hardships that they went through helped truth to be honored, helped truth to be proclaimed, and lives are touched. Lives are touched. Faith. They prayed in faith. They prayed believing. Now, Lord, and I don't know if you realize it or not, but people are watching us. Everywhere we go, people are watching. They're watching our actions. They're watching what we do. They're watching how we handle things. And sometimes we don't like the pressure. Sometimes we don't like people watching us because we're going to make mistakes. But do you realize that we have the opportunity to proclaim truth as we're being watched? And that's what they were praying for. They were praying for God's intervention. They were praying, believing in faith. They were praying. They were praying about the threatenings that they that they had. They were praying about being bold to speak. And they were praying in faith. And lastly tonight, God answered their prayer. Thank God for answered prayer. I think every one of us could give different things. We know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God answered our prayers. And we can give testimony of that. Verse 31 is the answer to their prayer. And when they had prayed, notice, the place was shaken. The place was shaken where they were assembled together. In other words, everyone, because they were praying in one accord, the Bible says. They were praying together. They were lifting up their voices to the Lord. And they all felt His presence. They all felt His presence. And that's what's so important about unity, is feeling God's presence and allowing God to work in our lives. And when they had prayed, the Bible says, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And notice what the outcome was. And they spake the word of God with boldness. What were they able to speak? They were able to speak truth. What was being challenged? Truth was being challenged. What was being put to the test? Truth was being put to the test. How did they overcome that? They were still threatened. They were still taken captive and all those things. But how did they overcome that? They overcame it by prayer. They prayed for God's intervention. They prayed for boldness. They prayed by faith. And God answered their prayer. They were filled with the Holy Ghost that they may speak the word of God with boldness. That's what we need. We need to live our life with boldness. How can we do that? By prayer. By prayer. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 91:15 says, He shall call upon me and I will answer. He will answer our prayers. The title of our message tonight was simply, They Prayed. And our challenge to you tonight is that we pray. If we want the power of God on our life, if we want to be able to face the challenges, remember, if you're saved and you're a child of God and you're a born-again believer, then you're walking around as an example of truth, because it was truth that changed our lives. It was truth that changed our lives. It was the truth of the gospel. It was the Holy Spirit's conviction. But yet we are walking around as an example of what truth can do. You know, there's always going to be opposition. There's always going to be challenges. There's always going to be unbelief. There's always going to be those that's going to be threatening. But the importance is that we pray with one accord, that we pray together. And may we join together and pray that God would fill us. We all go in different places. We all have different directions. We all have different things in our lives. But God has us here for a reason. God has us here for a reason. And may God fill us. May we be used. May we be witnesses. And may we be what God wants us to be. And may the Holy Spirit fill us that we may proclaim in our lives truth with boldness. How important it is that we pray. How important. Let's pray tonight. Father, thank you for our time together. And what an example of individuals that didn't know anything to do but pray. Lift their voices to you, giving you praise, making a request, believing, and seeing a change in their life. Lord, our prayer tonight is that you do fill us with the Holy Spirit, that we can be the witness that you would have us to be. Lord, there's so many things out there that can discourage us, that can trouble us. But Lord, we need your boldness. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to be your witness every day that we get up. Lord, every day that we walk out, we're your witnesses. So help us, Lord. We ask that you bless this invitation. If someone wants to come and pray, Lord, I pray that they'll come and speak to hearts, Lord, we pray. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.